This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Health officials are getting the word out about a potential measles exposure at Denver International Airport and a Littleton church. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
It happens Saturday and Sunday, February 21st and 22nd. An out-of-state traveler with a confirmed case of measles traveled through the airport and also attended a church service at St. Mary's Catholic Church on Sunday while infectious. The person arrived on a Frontier flight from Miami at gate A83 at 9:15 a.m. on Saturday and flew back from gate A76 at 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. Passengers who may have been exposed on the flights will be notified directly by their state or local public health agency. The person is fully vaccinated, so the risk of transmission is lower, but still possible. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado Senate has approved a bill that would allow people to sue immigration officers in state court for constitutional rights violations. It's part of Democrats' effort to protect against what they see as federal overreach. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
During debate on the Senate floor, the bill's sponsors cited recent violence in Minneapolis, where federal agents shot and killed two American citizens. Senator Mike Weissman of Aurora says the bill would give Coloradans a way to hold officers accountable.
There was talk up here of lawsuits and lawyers. Yeah. Yeah, this is a bill to let people, if their rights are violated, file a lawsuit, because that's how you enforce your rights in this country.
Republicans oppose the bill, with some defending immigration officers. It passed the Senate along party lines and now moves to the House. Lawmakers are also considering bills that would set new rules for how immigration authorities operate in Colorado and how local law enforcement works with them.
This is CPR News and KRCC.